Welcome to the Beast Mini Podcast, episode number 32. I want to talk about the Apple AirPods. This is probably one of my favorite Apple products. I pre-ordered it. It took forever to arrive. I've had them for quite a while now. I think they're actually still hard to get. If you're wondering about them, if you're worried about losing them, that is something that could happen. But it's not as bad as I thought it would be. It's not even bad at all. Like, you can definitely lose them, but generally you're going to put them back in the case. So if anything, you'd lose the case. So it's just something that you're more, it's another thing that you're aware of having. It's like the equivalent of having the Apple Watch. Like, I have the Apple Watch now, I feel super weird if I don't have it with me. It's just like a phone. You feel insane. Like, you feel, you know, you start feeling weird if you forgot your phone at home or something like that. It's the same thing with the AirPods, because now the AirPods, to me, is just, it's a part of my phone. It's, the technology is just so amazing. Right when you put them in your ears, they connect. If you take them out, if you're watching a video or listening to music or a podcast or an iBook or whatever, when you take them out, it pauses, put them back in, it just plays. It's a whole different world than actually just having a plug-in headphone, or even just like a regular Bluetooth headphones where you have to pair every time you connect or whatever. This is just instant, and the case is real small. It charges, and I rarely have to charge it. So that's what's amazing too, is they charge themselves inside this case. I've only had I've never even had it die. It just, like, because it has the same charge as the Thunderbolt. Not the Thunderbolt. The Lightning port. Same as the iPhone, iPads. So it's easy. Like, when you're just randomly, you just plug it in. You're never going to have to worry about it dying unless you're not with a charger, your phone charger, forever. It charges real fast when you plug it in. You get a quick charge. And the sound is amazing. I actually hadn't listened to the previous iPod headphones for a while, but the new design, and I don't know if there's any different type of design on the inside compared to the last headphones that came with the iPhone. But anyways, the sound is great. There's good bass to it, and I have a nice set of wireless headphones that have a great sound to them. But I actually use these more because it goes in my pocket, and the sound is very close. I actually want to say that it's an actual better sound overall. Like, if you're looking for a deep bass, you know, obviously it's just kind of like a wireless headphone. You're not going to have the same, but the bass is actually better than the wired earbuds I had before. So they're a great sound. The bass is good. It's that thing where I have it with me all the time now, and I highly recommend it. The price is expensive, but it's worth the price. I think that's kind of what Apple is a lot of the times, is it's hard to deal with the price, but when you have the product, you realize that it's money well spent. It's something that you're going to use all the time. I think that's why phones are not overpriced. Especially if you're one who uses it all day. Like, I use my phone all the time, so it's actually a very cheap investment for what you're doing with it. There's definitely a lot more things that are just the same price or even half the price and you don't ever use it. And obviously with phone plans now having the payment plan, which I'm on, it makes it even more worth it, to where you just upgrade every time there's a new phone. It is pricey. But I would prefer this over any other wireless earbuds, for sure. I don't even know if there really... I mean, there definitely is some out there. I'm not going to say there isn't. I don't think, like, Beats has... They have, like, the wire, like, a short wire version that has the same technology, and then they have the Solo 3s that have the same technology, which I'm sure the Solo 3s would be great to get. Obviously, same technology, but the great thing with these is you put it in your pocket. If you're, like... a runner, not too sure. You know, it depends on your ear shape with these, if they're going to fall out or not while you're running, if you're a runner. I think that's why Beats you know, specifically made the short wire version for that, you know, more of an active type while wearing the headphones. For me, I don't have any issues. If you, and that's one thing, they stay in my ear good, but the wired ones wouldn't stay in that well. And I know, like, sometimes, like the left side will fall out or whatever. Like, sometimes it just, like, from moving around. But I actually found, and that was my worry, is that they would fall out if I was just, like, walking around. It would bounce somewhere and I'd lose it. The thing that's different from these, from ones with wires on it, is actually, like, the slight tugging that would make it fall out. Like, even if it's just, like, a little tug or something, like, it'd get loose and I have to, you know, adjust. Like, since these don't have the wire, like, once they're in, I mean, unless you're doing something, unless you're being real active or whatever, I mean, they're perfect. I mean, they stay in, and I haven't had an issue with me walking around with them on that they would actually fall out. Obviously, everyone has, you know, different ears, so it could be a problem for you. But like I said, for me, it was actually a better experience than having the wired ones. So that is, I guess, my experience with them. So, there's not really too much to say about them. I mean, if you're wondering, if you can connect these to other things in your phone, you definitely can. I've had these connected to my TV. It basically, there's a button on the back that you hold down, and there's a light on the inside for a charge. It's green if it's charged. It turns white when you hold the button, and then you can just pair it to anything. So yeah, I have it paired to my laptop quite often, because now I use these for pretty much everything I do, when I'm on the go, especially. That's my thought on it. I highly recommend them. If you've been on the fence about ordering them, I would definitely do it. If you're kind of like on the side where it's like, yeah, you're not too sure, I think it's actually worth it. If you want to spend the money on it, it's definitely worth the money. I can repeat that. Like, if you're kind of wondering if it is worth the money, it definitely is. So it's just if you want to drop that kind of money or not, I think is the big question. But you're definitely getting your money worth. And yeah, so I want to thank you for watching this video. Subscribe if you haven't yet. My channel is youtube.com/bsmitty. Hit me up on Instagram. It's at bsmitty.com. That's all spelled out. And then I have the podcast, bsmitty podcast. It is on Apple Podcasts, on your iPhone, iPad, and it's on iTunes. And I want to, you know, thank you again for watching. Definitely appreciate your time, and I will talk to you guys soon.